Hi, this is Brandon Hall, founder of Logic Mind and Health, and you're listening to today's Logicast episode, a quick tip to set you on the path to better living. At Logic Mind and Health, we offer a unique set of ideas and practices that provide the most effective techniques for reducing stress and living a better life. Our philosophy mixes best practices of the past and present, East and West, rational thinking, and purposeful action. Our approach is based on sound reasoning. Our methods have been verified by scientific research and our own personal results. Logic is in our name and at our core. We know what works, and we are passionate about sharing it. In today's Logicast episode, I'm going to talk about neurotheology. Neurotheology is a scientific field of study where researchers observe how our brain works when we are feeling spiritual, or when we believe in something bigger than ourselves. They examine how these beliefs show up in and affect our brains. Neurotheology is sometimes called spiritual neuroscience. It's all about understanding how doing things like praying, meditating, or believing in God changes our brain activity, and how it changes our brain anatomy. Scientists in this field are also studying how these spiritual activities can change our health and well-being. Scientists use special brain scanning machines to see what happens in our brains when we have these spiritual experiences. They found that certain parts of the brain increase or decrease activity during these times. One particular study conducted by neuroscientist Dr. Andrew Newberg examined the brain activity of Franciscan nuns during prayer. In this study, the researchers used imaging techniques like SPECT, single proton emission computed tomography, to observe changes in brain activity as the nuns engage in a type of prayer known as centering prayer. This involves focusing on the presence of God and is similar to meditation. The findings showed that during prayer, there was an increase in activity in the frontal lobes, and there was a decrease in the parietal lobe. The frontal lobes are associated with focused attention. The parietal lobe is associated with sensory information and orientation in space and time. The decrease in parietal lobe activity suggests a diminished sense of self and spatial awareness. This might explain the feelings of transcendence and unity with God reported by the nuns during prayer. Another study by Dr. Newberg looked at the effects of long-term prayer on the human brain. Using MRI scans, the research demonstrated that individuals who engaged in regular prayer showed significant changes in the brain structure. Specifically, the study found increased activity and sometimes increased thickness in the prefrontal cortex and other parts of the brain associated with focus and attention. This part of the brain is also responsible for things like logic, rationality, planning, and self-control, which we discuss in great detail on this platform. Additional studies show that people who take part in spiritual practices feel less stressed, less anxious, or less sad. These practices help calm the body's stress response, lower blood pressure, and even make the immune system stronger. Also, belonging to a religious group and participating in religious traditions or sacraments can make people happier and feel better about their lives. Now, these findings suggest that regular prayer, much like meditation, can lead to neuroplastic changes in the brain. They highlight the profound impact that spiritual practices can have on the human brain, offering insights into how the brain processes and interprets spiritual experiences. These changes could potentially enhance cognitive functions, such as attention and focus, and might also contribute to the emotional and psychological benefits associated with regular spiritual practices. Which makes sense when looking at the specific brain region that undergoes the physiological change, i.e. the cortex. Neurotheology helps us bring together the science of the brain and the world of spirituality. By studying how our brains respond to our beliefs, we can learn about the powerful effects spirituality can have on our health and happiness. Faith, religion, and spirituality can be a powerful way to improve health and well-being and to live a better life. Well, that's all for today. I'm Brandon Hall, and thanks for listening.